You see? I told you it wouldn't take long, so the Bubgy is back! Okie dokie, Arnold. Time to ride and shine, old pal of mine. The truck, the turn for the butt trap. No! Come on, Arnold, old buddy. Wake up! The truck is back. Come on, snap to Mr. Bat-the-Case. It's me, the Prince of Personality, Bumpy. Bumpy. Oh, worse than a truck. Oh, come on, you know I'm your hero. Well, of course I am. I'm your hero, and you're my sidekick. Oh, please, do we have to go through this every single morning? No, I don't want to be your sidekick. Yeah, I know. You don't feel worthy. Hey, that happens when people are around me. What's that? Hey, look, it's just the twins. They're going to celebrate their birthday with their Uncle Bubsy. Oh, they're twins. Hit me. All right. Hide under the car. All right, I'm coming. Kiss me, Uncle Bubsy. Where's Arnold? I'm in the couch. I couldn't eat me yet.
No!
Oh, wait a minute! He wants to play with me! He's mine! My!
And last year, over 10,000 armadillos were run over by trucks in the state of Texas alone. For many of the poor little fellows, this is the last sound they will ever hear.
Oh, the truck! I don't want to play ball! Okay, Arnold, you're the ball!
Be careful, Arnold. Don't play too rough with the twins.
Hey, Terry, go along. She's gone.
Next, we'll be interviewing Virtual Reality, the inventor of an incredible new helmet that can turn your imagination into reality.
I like it. This adventure. If used responsibly, could someday stop war and famine and eventually save the entire planet. So far, it's mostly blown up on Virgil's head.
That has a few minor kicks.
Oh, boy! Bowling for duels!
There, let me know.
Strike!
All I need now is someone extremely brave to test the helmet.
You said you needed someone totally nuts. Hey, that's me. I'm totally nuts. Yo, Arnold, guess what?
I, Bubby, am going to be the one to test that still dangerous yet unbelievably potential virtual reality helmet that could someday save the world!
Why should you want to test it, Uncle Bubsy?
Why? I'll tell you why. I am brave! Because I crave adventure. Because I need to go where no Bobcat has ever gone before. And because I'm a hero for crying out loud, if that's a crime, then book me.
Jay Bubby Jay!
Thank you. Let's go, Arnold. Hey, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh, don't want to go.
I distinctly heard you say nuts.
Oh, I said brave. Not brave.
If I could get my paws on that helmet, I could finally live the lifestyle that I deserve. Buzz! See, you couldn't hit it once!
Oh, President,
What took you two so long?
Well, I was making a nice bouillabaisse, you see. I was just about to add the coriander when Sid here just had to stick his big fat tongue in the pot. Yes, things that are boiling are usually hot.
Imbecile! I really care what took you so long. It was a rhetorical bastard!
It's just that you're such a sophisticated and subtle person, it's hard for Sid and I to tell sometimes whether you're angry or not angry. Does you really win a terrible quandary it is with me?
Now that I have your attention, I have a job for you to do. I want you to pay a visit to a Mr. Virgil Reality. Apparently, he's created a helmet that could make me the richest and most powerful creature in the universe.
My Mr. Boss, Real, as you know, I've clawed my way to the top to become the classiest kitten in this whole catatonic town. But I deserve more, much more. I deserve it all.
Yes, yes, darling, of course you do.
Food, Mr. Boss.
Do we perhaps have something in our mouth? I didn't think so.
Fine!
Oh, nuts.
Okay, Virgil!
Hello, Bungee Bobcat here. I called about casting the helmet.
I can't call it. Virgil's expecting you, Bucky.
That's Bubsy.
Okay, Booby.
Welcome. I am Virtual Reality, and you must be Bootsy.
That's Bunky, Bubsy. Oh, yeah.
It does not matter what your name is. The only requirement for testing the virtual reality helmet is bravery.
It means you have to be totally nuts.
Well, hey, I can handle it on both counts, guys. Yo, how'd this puppy work? Well, you just think of whatever you want and blink two times with your eyes. This will cause the electromagnetic impulses of your cerebral cortex to trans-yada-yada-yada-yada. David Copernicus, cut to the chase. I'm ready for the gusto. Let's power up, Abe.
Oh, boy. Oh, yes. One morning, you must be very specific about your thoughts. Otherwise, terrible.
Yeah. I know. I think there's something that really blows my hair back. Because I want to fly! What can possibly go wrong? Hey, you like it? Still, that might have been a little nicer to fly horizontally. Okay, what now, Egghead?
Give me... I'll take you
all the one double. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Arnold, whatever you do, don't take it.
The truck!
What?
The truck!
The truck!
Jason.
Do something, Booby!
Bumpy!
Whatever!
Wait!
And all the heads you already did! Success!
I was brilliant!
And nothing went wrong!
Oh my, you made my grass come back! Virgilio, Virgimundo, you gotta lighten up, babe! Loosen the suspenders a little! In fact, you gotta lose the suspenders altogether!
Uncle Bumpsy, we're bored! Yeah, can we play with the helmet now?
Absolutely not! The helmet is not a toy! Yeah, I knew that. The helmet is not a toy. It's isn't the size. It's just for Virgil and me to play with. Right, Virgil, buddy?
Oh, here it comes. A commercial. Bunch, you'll be right back.